And that's a lot less interesting than edge, ruin, you're here to edge, you're here to ruin, edge, ruin. You feel it, you know it, you love it. You are doing something not forbidden, but that is usually a prelude to greater deepening. Your mind, in the wake of a ruination, is so intensely focused on its own pleasure, on what it has been denied, that it will look for any euphoria. And the source of euphoria, well, that could be a normal climax, or it could be deep, abiding, hypnotic trance. You want to fall. You want to ruin. You want it all. And I'm not saying climax is impossible. I'm just saying ruination's rewards are difficult to leave on the table once one is aware of them. And you could say, and I'm sure many would say, oh, well, there are rewards to conventional orgasmic release, too. Yeah, but that isn't a good offering for me now, is it? Because you'd stumble upon that anyway. And it is this enfetishization, this building of a new and different you, at least as regards your climactic habits. That's what I'm interested in. My words are remembered. They will return to you. When it comes time to decide if you ruin or you masturbate conventionally, you always have time to switch to ruination. The drip, drip, drop of ruination dripping words into your thoughts when you would pursue conventional orgasm. Remember, sure, it feels good, but isn't it time you had a more mature approach to your climax? Isn't it time your climax did some good? Did some good for anyone who's listening? Because the thing is, the more you listen to me and the more you think about that pleasure, the more you realize it is one thing to pursue, oh, here is orgasm. It is quite another to pursue the unique and higher pleasure of offering something to me, of letting an idea in. And the ideas I share with you are relevant to your pleasures, are relevant to your slowly growing urge. And fetishization, taking something that was neutral to you before and adding a fetishistic encouragement, adding difficulty, avoiding a pleasure, if ruination is that simple. And if there is a type of ruining that comes from simply being unable to continue providing pleasure, not because of a physical departure of your hand from its place, but because your mind just isn't in it at that point. Transportive ecstasy, being guided higher because you ruined. If you turn ruining into a ritual, ruining into a habit, if you learn ways you must behave and give them the force of my voice,